Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. At Sunday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals, former Browns greats Ernie Kellerman and Walt Sumner were recognized as the honorary coin toss captains. Before the game, they caught up with Dave Chudowski on the pregame huddle. Here's a listen to that interview in our alumni spotlight presented by Cuyahoga Community College.
Bobby Mitchell, the fastest man in football. Touchdown! Graham steps over the line.
Welcome back to the Browns pregame huddle live here at the Grill in Liberty Ford Studio here inside Cleveland Browns Stadium. Dave Chudowski with you, and it's that time on the show and an honor to be joined by today's honorary captains, and it is Walt Sumner down here on the far side and Ernie Kellerman right here next to me. Yeah, we're going fist bump. I like it. Guys, thanks for being here so much. And Ernie, you played six seasons with the Browns, 1966 to 71. Walt, six seasons with the Browns from 69 to 74. Let me just ask you, first of all, Ernie, how does it feel to be the honorary captain today?
Well, it's always a thrill to come to the games. I'm born and raised in Cleveland. I come to most of the games. So, like so many of the fans, we want to see some winning teams transpire. Because when Walt and I were here, we won more games than we lost.
It's a great point. We will talk about that as we continue on here. But, Walt, I want to ask you this. A lot of former players always say it's such an honor to have teams honor them, and it kind of tells you, hey, they remember me, and they say that hard work really paid off. Do you agree?
Well, it's good to be remembered. I think everybody wants to be remembered for what they contributed along the way. And, you know, we played on teams that got into the playoffs at times, and from that standpoint, it's great to be back. And we always are Browns fans, and we support them. So we're wanting to see a victory today.
Ernie, talk more about the past, and you talked back then it was more winning than it was losing in the 1968 championship game, and you guys both played with some great players, Paul Warfield, Gary Collins, but those were great times.
Well, it was fun for me because those 2 years you mentioned, we beat the Cowboys. Cowboys were the team that drafted me and later cut me, so that was sweet revenge to be a part of those teams and be associated with some of the great names that you just mentioned, Warfield, Collins, Bill Nelson, Walter Johnson, Jim Konicki, Jim Houston, Vince Costello, names out of the past that you're probably too young to remember, but great experiences, great memories, and growing up in Cleveland made it that much more significant for me personally to be associated with all these great teams.
Yeah, I was born in 1975, so you hit that right on the head there.
Well, that's your problem.
Walt, let me ask you this. Besides the money, which I think is the obvious answer, how much has the game changed? And maybe really focus in on maybe the defensive back. I mean, you guys both had a lot of interceptions in your career, but watching the game now, how has it changed?
Well, I think the size and the speed is a big difference. But from the standpoint of the game itself, I think it still, technology-wise or scheme-wise, is still a lot the same. The pro offense has changed a lot. The defense has had to adapt to it. But from that standpoint, I mean, the game is still the game. It's a competitive game, and everybody has to step up. And you just try to outbeat the opponent, the guy that you're running against.
Ernie, I'm going to ask you this because you still live in the Cleveland area, so you follow the Browns. What's going on with this team? You see the record that they're 0-5, but a lot of people want to say we see positive steps moving forward. So what's your breakdown?
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I see positives, but obviously there's more negatives than positive. And what it's going to take to turn it around, I remember when I played and when we played, we had a good nucleus of veterans and young guys coming along. And it seems like there's more of a youth movement here. So whether it's going to take more time to have the youth develop into good, consistent players, time will tell.
Well, regardless of how the Browns do on the field, one thing is clear. These fans right behind you, they're right behind you. They were behind you then. They're behind the Browns right now, and they want to see this thing turn around. My thanks to Ernie Kellerman and Walt Sumner, the honorary captains for today's game. Guys, thanks for being here. We're going fist bump.
Browns fans, check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for daily Cleveland Browns reports. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.